Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this.
August 7th. It's the 7th. Wow.
A marvelous
already.
Monday.
It is a marvelous Monday.
Hallelujah.
Yikes. Okay. Our Do Not Fear scripture comes out of Psalm 27:1, which is one of my favorites. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's actually two do not be's afraid in one scripture.
That's good stuff, baby.
It is good stuff.
Today we're going to talk about seven surprises God has for you. You know, honey, you remember some years ago while waiting for an airplane, I had the pleasure of meeting Jim Nabors, known to millions as Gomer Pyle. His character was made famous on the Andy Griffith television show. And by the way, he sounds totally different in real life.
Which, yeah.
Gomer, who had a television show named after him for a short time, was famous for saying, "Surprise, surprise, surprise."
And sometimes, Shazam. Anyway,
that seems to be what's happening around us on a daily basis. Here's a revelation for you. Despite the changing political and financial landscape, God is not surprised by what's happening on planet Earth, and that includes every detail of your life.
Mm.
Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father,
may be disappointed
by some of the things he sees going on, but not surprised or caught off guard in the least. The majority of people are hurting, fearful, unsure, and that includes believers who attend church every time the doors open. An atmosphere of doubt seems to be so pervasive right now. If you're expecting the dawn of each new day to bring more unsettling news, then you won't be disappointed. Like Job, the thing that you dread will come upon you. Job 3:25. For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid is come on me. It's important to realize that expectation can be positive or negative. You can expect the immediate manifestation for the seed that you've sown. That's positive. However, you can also doubt that you'll ever receive a harvest for what you've sown. That's negative expectation, and you'd also be right. You can expect the promotion that you worked hard for to achieve. That's positive. However, if you believe someone else always gets your promotions, even though you deserve them, that's a negative expectation. And again, you'd be right. You can expect God's healing virtue to flow over you. That's positive. However, if you doubt divine healing is for today, that's a negative expectation, and you'd be right. Whatever you expect is exactly what you will manifest in your life, positive or negative, good or bad. Expect his best, and you won't be disappointed.
I have a great scripture for that, honey, in Psalm 147:11. I'll never forget running into it. Psalm 147:11 in the Living Bible. It says, but his joy is in those who reverence him, those who expect him to be loving and kind. So, you know, that expectation goes a long way. So you can have, like Harold says, really whatever you're expecting, whatever you're, we have to watch the words of our mouth. So if we expect bad, you know, news, then, and we live in worst case scenario mentality, that's what's going to be manifesting in our lives. Malcolm Forbes, the founder of Forbes magazine, once said, if you expect nothing, you're apt to be surprised. You'll get it. You know, if anyone in the world should have reasons for optimism about the future, it is the born-again, blood-washed, spirit-filled, sanctuary-running sometimes, word-quoting, Bible-thumping children of God. And that's all of us. Yes, we may be going through stuff, and boy, there's stuff to go through. But at least we're going through it. We're not stopping to mess around and piddle around or sit down. And we're going to soon be on the other side of the mountain of adversity. If we just take one day at a time, not worry about tomorrow. Don't let it sap you of the strength you have today. God is not surprised by what's going on in your life. You might even want to write it down. God is not surprised what's going on in Dave's life. You can personalize it. God is not surprised by what's going on in Sonia's life. God is not surprised by what's going on in, throw me a name, Bruce's life. You know, here's the question. When trouble comes to visit your home, what is your first response? Do you pull closer to the Lord? First thought is, okay, God, we need, you know, we're right here. Or do you revert to escapism, whatever that might be for you? It could be television. It could be going shopping. It could be a prolonged rendezvous with Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I mean, whatever, you know, you're running to, what are you running to instead of running to God? You know, as we meditated on this call to you, God was leading us to four scriptures to share so that we can be headed in the right direction. 2 Samuel 22:17 Message Bible says, "But me he caught, reached all the way from sky to sea. He pulled me out of that ocean of hate, that enemy's chaos, the void in which I was drowning. They hit me when I was down, but God stuck by me. He stood me up on a wide open field. I stood there saved, surprised to be loved." If you ever felt like you've been hit by a Mack truck when you were already down, behind on maybe a mortgage payment or rent, slowdowns, layoffs, sickness, then be encouraged by the word of God and the God of heaven and earth is going to stick with you. That ought to make you shout
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Be encouraged by Job 5:8 in the Message Bible. If you don't have a Message Bible, you can actually Google it, or you can buy one at Christian Soldier Bookstore. But anyway, put it in your smartphone, your legal, you know, your tablet, your legal pad, if you have to have one. Anyway, it's powerful, and this is what it says. What a blessing when God corrects you. Yeah, really. If I were in your shoes, I'd go straight to God. I'd throw myself on the mercy of God. After all, he's famous for great and unexpected acts. There's no end to his surprises. Oh, I love that. He gives rain, for instance, across the wide earth, sends water to irrigate the fields. He raises up the down and out, gives him firm footing to those sinking in grief. He aborts the schemes of conniving crooks so that none of their plots come to term. He catches the know-it-alls in their conspiracies, all that intricate intrigue swept out with the trash. Suddenly, they're disoriented, plunged into darkness. They can't see to put one foot in front of the other. But the downtrodden are saved by God, saved from the murderous plots, saved from the iron fist. And so the poor continue in hope while injustice is bound and gagged.
You know, honey, the scripture in Job tells us seven things that we should do if we're hit by an enemy attack.
A surprise enemy attack, even. That's right.
So these are from Job 5:8.
Yes.
Number one, go straight to God.
Amen.
Number two, ask for his mercy. Number three, expect him to supply every need. Four, remember God lifts up those who are down. Five, remember he does not tolerate financial foolishness and cheats. Six, know God will save you when all seems lost. And seven, expect that he will surprise you with his goodness.
Yes.
Now, we fast forward four chapters to Job 9:1 in the Message Bible. We'll read something that should encourage us and fill us with anticipation and expectation. It says, "We'll never comprehend all the great things he does. His miracle surprises can't be counted." Wow. That's a big hallelujah too.
Yes.
You must be proactive in bringing these miracle surprises to pass in your life. Our prayer is for you that you recall and remember every promise God has made to you in his word. As we were praying for them to be fulfilled in 2023.
Wow. That's it.
2 Thessalonians 2:15, the Message Bible. So friends, take a firm stand. Feet on the ground. Head held high. Keep a tight grip on what you were taught, whether in personal conversation or by our letter. May Jesus himself and God our Father, who reached out in love and surprised you with gifts of unending help and confidence, put a fresh heart and invigorate your work and enliven your speech.
What can God do for you? Well, here are seven things that God will surprise you with. We didn't forget. One, he reaches out to you in unconditional love. Man, I could go on about that. I was reading in Romans today in my devotion time earlier that he'd not only die, you know, some might die for somebody who's really noble, but he died for people who treated him unkind and treated him like dirt. That's the kind of God love that's available to us. Okay. Number two, help now, help you now and forevermore. He never leaves you. Number three, give you confidence to tackle the challenges or opportunities. Believe me, he knows they're already there and he's there to help you. Number four, wipe away sins. Hallelujah. And put a fresh heart within you. Number five, empower you for the job you have to do, whatever and wherever that may be. Number six, anoint your lips to speak the words that he would give you. He's ready to give them to you. And seven, enable you to stand your ground with your head held high, confident in his ability to do what he says you can do. God is not surprised by what's going on around you. He's not wringing his hands in heaven, you know, wondering, oh my goodness, didn't know that was going to happen.
You said that for years.
I have. That's a fact. He knows.
Here's something else that's an absolute scriptural fact. God's just waiting for us to not be surprised by what he'll do for us. When you get out of the boat and start walking on waves of doubt and fear, God will pull you out of everything that will pull you down. And that should not surprise you. One last thought. There is no such thing as a surprise miracle. When you believe for it, sow for it, plan for it, confess it, anticipate it, then the manifestation of the thing you most desired from your Heavenly Father will come. And that, my friends, our friends, should be no surprise. Is this your day to sow for a miracle? Do you need miracle manifestation? Hallelujah. If you do, you can go to heraldherring.com, click on the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. And just remember, you need to be expecting this to be your day for miracle manifestation.
Even if you've been waiting a long time,
be expectant
in Jesus' name.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.